week, Parashat Pkudei, we're finishing Sefer Shmot. We are finishing the construction, the building of the Mishkan. We focused on a few psukim where at the beginning of Perek Mem, the last chapter of Sefer Shmot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe that on the first day of the first month of the second year, he shall establish, he shall set up, he shall build, he shall lehakim et HaMishkan. And we looked at something very interesting at those few psukim over there.
Yeah, because we saw that it was Moshe Rabbeinu, only Moshe, who could do this task of setting it up. Everyone else seemed to be lost. They built their parts. They designed the most beautiful things. But when it came to putting it all together, they needed Moshe Rabbeinu.
Exactly. Not only did they need Moshe Rabbeinu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also commands Moshe again and again and again, lehakim, this concept of setting up. What does this mean? Lehakim, what is this verb? We know the Midrash that emphasizes that only Moshe could have done it, and Moshe did it again and again and again throughout the 7 days before. What is this all about? Why did Moshe have to lehakim the Mishkan, and why specifically Moshe? Very important messages, especially for us today. Hope you enjoy it. Take a look. So yeah, it's Parashat Pkudei, finishing Sefer Shmot and also finishing the construction of the Mishkan, putting it together and setting it up for the first time towards the end of the Parashat, the beginning of Perek Mem. We find HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanding Moshe that on the first of Nisan, the first of the first month, you shall go and build the Mishkan and set up the Mishkan. B'chodesh HaRishon b'echad l'chodesh takim et HaMishkan. And when you look at the just few psukim over there in the beginning of Perek Mem, you will see the verb of lehakim. You will find the word of setting up, of building up. We'll have to talk about that later, but you'll find that word a few times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanding Moshe that he has to build the Mishkan, put it up, set it up together a few times. And you really have to ask, first of all, what is that about? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to emphasize to Moshe so many times there in the beginning of Perek Mem, but also in other places, that the Mishkan has to be set up? But more than that, why is it Moshe's job out of all? We know Bezalel was the one to be in charge of building the Kriya Mishkan, of building the Mishkan itself together with Eliyav, like we discussed last week. And so all Chacham Lev, many other people were involved. And we see them bringing everything to Moshe. So why was it Moshe in charge of setting it up? Why not Aharon, who was the Kohen Gadol? He's the one in charge of the Mishkan at the end of the day. So what is this all about? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasize to Moshe that he has to build a Mishkan? And why is it Moshe that is commanded to do so?
Yeah, it seems that this idea of setting up the Mishkan is unique for Moshe. The Midrash actually says this, that nobody else could do it. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was able to do this. We see the other jobs, many people are involved. We see a plural verb of Vayasu, Vayasu, Vayasu. We see Bezalel, we see Eliyav, but then when it gets to setting up the Mishkan, Moshe, Moshe, Moshe. Only Moshe can do this. And this is interesting also when you notice something else. When everyone is finished doing their job, you see there's a pasuk that says they come to Moshe and they bring the Mishkan to Moshe. If you stop there, you think they set up the Mishkan and they bring it to Moshe. But then the psukim go into details of every single piece they brought. They didn't actually bring the Mishkan. They brought every single piece of the puzzle. And it seems that they get to this point where they finish doing everything, but there's still nothing there. These are just pieces, and they realize they don't know what to do anymore. They bring it to Moshe. They all bring, everyone who did everything just brings it all to Moshe and is like, okay, do something with this. What's going on here on a deeper level? Why are they able to design everything? These designs, the parochet, the kelim, every single detail. But when it comes to just putting all the pieces together, they just all stand back and Moshe, you can do this. We don't know what to do anymore. What's this all about? And I think the first thing we need to realize is that every single person here was doing something else. Each one was on their own. They knew how to build their part. Everyone knows how to do their thing. There's someone who has a certain talent with doing one thing, someone who has a talent with doing the other, and each one is an expert, and they put all of their heart and soul into it. But what they didn't do is they didn't see, and they weren't actually capable of seeing someone else's part. And this is human nature. We know this. We know best about our perspective, about how things should be, about what we know and what we need to do. It's very hard for us to see someone else. Maybe we could see someone else. We could respect someone else. But to actually see how someone else's part, someone who's different than me, who maybe thinks differently than me, actually what he is creating and what I am creating come together into one whole, that's something that usually each side can't see. Even if they respect the other side, that's where you need HaKadosh Baruch. That's where you need Hashem, who's able to see how contradicting things in the world, different things, different sides of things, things actually come together into one harmony. And there's one person here who's not involved. He's not building any of the parts. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who we know is the Anav Mikol Adam, who has that humility, who's able to actually see all the parts. He doesn't have his part that he's pushing in, and that part has to be at the front, and you know, he'll find room for other part. No. He doesn't have his part. His part is being able to see that full picture, is being able to see how all these pieces come together and create a whole. But there's also a deeper level we need to recognize. What Am Yisrael is doing here, they sit down and they create a covering. They create a wall. They create even an Aron. But at the end of the day, they didn't create a Mishkan. Mishkan is the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a home of God. How could a human being even think they're creating that? And that's exactly where they're at. I created my part. I created my piece. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu, do something with this. I don't know how to make this wall I made into the home of God. I don't even know how to take that leap from something that's human that I could create to the home of God. And maybe that's the essence of what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. What Moshe Rabbeinu is doing, he sees all the pieces and it says, and he blesses them. He sees they did what they were supposed to do, each one on their own, and they all come together. And then he's makim the Mishkan. Makim is not only to set up, makim is also to have it stand up on its own feet. When something is come, it's not being held up. It's standing up on its own feet. That's the big question. How do we make this Mishkan that we're creating not dependent on us anymore? It's the other way around. We're supposed to be dependent on it. It's supposed to be bigger than us. How could we create something that's bigger than us? And the answer is, you know how we create something that's bigger than us? It's when each one of us does our part. And you know what? We can't always see how the parts come together. But when those parts come together, when each one of the parts, which we as humans couldn't see them come together, when they do come together, that is the moment when the Mishkan stands up. That is the moment when we've created in this world a home for God.
Very good, very good. Like you're saying, and like also I started off in the beginning, this verb of lehakim, to make the Mishkan stand up, I don't really think that the translation of lehakim, to make it stand up, to set it up, to build it up, any of these translations don't do justice with this concept of lehakim et haMishkan, to make the Mishkan built, or to make the Mishkan standing up, because this concept of lakum, of the shoresh kuf vav mem, appears many times. We know it, first of all, it's a floor, it's a koma, but also it's vayakom melech hadash al Mitzrayim. We know that pasuk from the beginning of Sefer Shmot, a new king rose on Mitzrayim, stood up on Mitzrayim, and we know we have the machloket. Was it really a new king, or was it the same king? He just changes the approach, because this concept of lakum is something else. It's something new that rises, but it rises with its entire essence, with its entire being. Like you're saying, it's not only standing up, it's also not only standing up on its own, it's something new that is there. There's something new. And like you're saying, Am Yisrael had the parts of the puzzle together, and they put the puzzle together, but now they have to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into it. And in order to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into it, make it a Makom Shechina, make the Mishkan fulfill its purpose, they needed to go to Moshe. They needed Moshe to do it. That was Moshe's job. This is the idea of lehakim et haMishkan. And we have the famous midrash that says that Moshe did it twice a day for the 7 days before, in order to prepare for that, in order to make sure that it is done the right way, because it wasn't only about setting up the Mishkan, but it was for 7 days. As we know, seven is always the Teva. It was done by Moshe in order to prepare for the 8th day that was above the nature, in order to bring into this the essence that is something else, that is something not natural, that is something divine, that is something above the nature, the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in order to do so, he had to lehakim et haMishkan, this idea of lehakim, which is also, again, another word we find in the middle of Sefer Shmot, the concept of a kama. A kama is a bundle of wheat in the field, which is still connected to the ground, which is still connected to the soil. You have gadish, which is cut off hay, basically lying down in the field over there. And you have a kama, which is a bundle of wheat together, but it's still connected to the ground. It's still connected to the soil and is still nourished from the ground. It still gets its living from the ground. That's what what a kama is. And maybe this is also what the Mishkan needed, because in the end of the day, the Mishkan is very different from Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash that we will have when Am Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael is a building with foundations, a strong building that was supposed to be everlasting. And the Mishkan was a tent. A tent, as we know, is the opposite of a building. It's something temporary. It's just there for shade in the desert. And this Mishkan needed its foundations. It needed its roots. And Moshe is there establishing it. Moshe is there setting it up. Moshe is there mekim the Mishkan in order to tell to Am Yisrael in the desert that yes, this too is connected to the ground. This too is connected to the soil. This too is connected to the divine, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shekhinah. This too has this essence in it. And you know, we have today in Hebrew a beautiful word, Tkuma, which is also based on the Shoresh of Kuf Vav Mem. Tkuma probably best translated as a rebirth or to rise again. A Tkuma, a nation that rises again and sees a Tkuma and sees this rebirth, being born again and rising again out of the ashes from the Shoah, the Tkuma of Am Yisrael, as we say about Medinat Yisrael. This tkuma can happen. This rebirth can happen. This rising again can happen because it is based on the kama. Because it's based on being connected to the source, of being connected to the essence. And through that, get the essence, fill yourself with the essence that is needed in order to see a tkuma, in order to see this rebirth. This is what tkuma is. And this is what's needed in a life of a mishkan, in a life where everything around is temporary. Everything around is kechalom ya'uf. Everything around can just disappear like that. When things can just disappear, it is something that makes people despair. And this tkuma happens because of the kama. And in order to have this rising again, this rebirth, in order to have this tkuma, you need to lakum, you need to get up and do lakum vela'asot. And there's a beautiful word always. You know, there's a halacha in Tachanun. After you do nefilat apayim, after you go down on your head, we say the words, v'anachnu lo neda ma na'aseh. The halacha says that then you have to stand up in these words. And there's a very famous word that when you get to specifically to the words of v'anachnu lo neda ma, that we will not know what, we don't know what. What can we do? What's gonna be? Then naseh. Then you should stand up and do. This is a very famous word about these words of anachnu lo neda ma naseh. Standing up, this tkuma comes from standing up, from lakum velasot, getting up and doing. And maybe all this we can find in this tzivui, in this commandment to Moshe on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year in the Midbar, to go and set the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan, to put it together, lehakim et haMishkan. All this is inside these words. This Mishkan for Am Yisrael, the Mishkan in the desert, but also for us in our day-to-day life, that tkuma will come from understanding that we're based on the kama, that we have our roots, and that's where our essence come from. And this is what helps us to rise, even in dark times when things around us look very temporary. This is what we have to do. We have to stand up. We have to remember the Mishkan. We have to remember Moshe Mekim et haMishkan and use it for us too in order to rise, stand up, and continue doing good in the world.
Yeah, and this seems to be the role of a leader, the role of Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader, because the way we rise up again is by us all coming together, something which we can't always do on our own. It makes sense that we all see our part, we all see our perspective, but as long as we're stuck there and we don't have someone who brings us all together, we don't achieve that kuma, that rebirth, that new life that comes into Am Yisrael comes from all the pieces coming together. We need the anava of Moshe Rabbeinu. We need to accept the fact that we can't do it all and come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, help us. We need you to put us all together. Come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, bring the pieces together. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu here now. We need you to bring the pieces. We can all do our best, but we need to recognize that whatever we'll do alone will be a brick, will be a stick, will be a wall, will be a covering. It won't be a mishkan. What we do together, what can really bring us tkuma, is when all those pieces come together. And for that, we need that humility, and we need to daven for a Moshe Rabbeinu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, to really bring those pieces together. As the Pasuk says, and the Midrash points out, on the one hand it says, Hukama Mishkan, on the other hand it says, Vayakem Moshe et haMishkan. So is it Moshe, or did it happen on itself? And it was sort of a mixture of both. Even Moshe Rabbeinu can't build the Mishkan. For the Mishkan to really fulfill its purpose, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us and to bring all these parts together and bring the Mishkan and bring this Tkumah to life.
Wonderful, wonderful. We need all these pieces together in order to have the Tkumah. The Tkumah of Am Yisrael is when all the pieces get together and help push Am Yisrael to stand up again, to rise again, and to be a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world and represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world through doing good in the world. This is also one of the strongest messages in the Megillah as we are in Chodesh Adar going towards Purim, Mordechai telling Esther, Mi yodayim ke'et hazot egad la'malchut. You have to get up and do, don't be afraid. So she answers him, Lech knos et kol ha'yudim. Go to get all the Jewish people together, and through this we will get our Tkuma, we will get our Yeshua, we will get our redemption. We're out of time, so we'll end here. And Emitz Hashem, we'll talk again next week. Shkoyach Yitzi.
Shkoyach Tuvia. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. And Emitz Hashem, we'll talk again next week.